The family of a woman violently abducted from a home in Wasaga Beach is pleading for her safe return, while also releasing photos and more details in the hopes it will help in the search for Elnaz Haitamiri. "We feel helpless," said Haitamiri's cousin from the U.S., "we're desperate at this time to have something, anything that can lead us to her." The name of the cousin is being withheld out of concern for the family's safety, but the family has verified their relation to Haitamiri, who also goes by Tamiri, to Collingwood Today. OPP reported Haitamiri, 37, was taken from a home in Wasaga Beach on January 12 around 8:30 p.m. by three black men dressed as police claiming to have a warrant for her arrest. When the people inside the home got suspicious, the men pushed past them, grabbing Haitamiri and taking her from the home. They put her inside a white Lexus and drove away. "We believe she is still alive, and we have hope that we can bring her home," said the cousin. "We have no reason to believe otherwise." Few other details were reported by police, but Haitamiri's cousin said there was also an attack weeks before the abduction and Haitamiri had fled to Wasaga Beach, trying to find a safe place to stay. According to her cousin, Haitamiri was attacked in the parking garage at her residence in Richmond Hill on December 21, 2021. She was, the cousin reported, pulled from her vehicle by two men and beaten with a frying pan so brutally she suffered a gash from her forehead to the back of her head, requiring about three dozen stitches. "The gash would still be visible," said Haitamiri's cousin, who urged people to consider that identifying mark when looking for glimpses of Haitamiri on security footage or in public. Haitamiri's abduction is being investigated by the OPP, who confirmed they are aware of the attack that occurred in Richmond Hill. OPP is aware, and is working closely with York Regional Police to pursue this avenue of investigation, stated an email from Goshia Puzio of OPP Central Region Media Relations. Prior to the parking garage attack, two tracking devices were discovered on Haitamiri's vehicle when she returned it at the end of her lease for an inspection. Family members said the tracking devices were turned over to police and Haitamiri purchased the vehicle. Following the parking garage attack, police seized the vehicle as part of the investigation and found another tracking device on it. The vehicle was in Wasaga Beach with Haitamiri when she was abducted, but a statement from the family indicated there's no evidence there was a tracking device on the car at the time it was parked in Wasaga Beach. "She was terrified, scared for her life," said Haitamiri's cousin of the garage attack. "She was told to go to a safe house where she could stay until she figured out her next step. She was staying with relatives when the three men arrived at the door dressed as police and abducted her. They dragged Elnaz out of the house. She was barefoot in the snow," said the cousin. "They took her watch and her cell phone and tossed them into the snow. She was screaming. But the screaming stopped right before Elnaz was pushed into the white Lexus RX." The cousin said witnesses watched the vehicle wait for about a minute before taking off. Haitamiri was born in Iran and was living there until 2018. Her husband died in 2017 after a short illness, leaving Haitamiri devastated, said her cousin. Haitamiri had always loved Canada and was living a quiet, peaceful life in Richmond Hill until she was attacked. Her family is pleading with the public to search for signs of Haitamiri and or her abductors. "Please, please just look at her photos, look at her face, have you seen her? Look at your security footage before it expires, even for a glimpse," said the cousin. "We just ask the community to please bind together to do everything we can to make sure she gets home safely and make sure this never happens to anybody again." To her abductors, the family's message is simple. Just please let her go. If you spent enough time with her, you would understand this as a wonderful, kind, warm, educated, charitable woman, said the cousin. Just please drop her off, no questions asked, we just want to see her come back alive. She doesn't deserve this, neither does her family. Though police have not confirmed the details shared by Haitamiri's family, the family said they are sharing the facts of what happened in the hopes they will help in the search for Haitamiri. "Maybe a neighbor or someone might be able to recognize her face, maybe somebody will come across something that will help bring her home," said the cousin. Tamiri is 160 centimeters, 5 feet 3 inches, tall, slim build, with shoulder-length black hair. "We continue to be concerned for the safety and well-being of Elnaz Haitamiri," stated the email from Opposite. The Opposite is utilizing all resources to locate the victim of the home invasion-style abduction. In an interview on January 18, OPP Det. INSPE. Matt Watson said Haitamiri has no connection to any nefarious activity and no criminal record. Anyone with information on this abduction and home invasion or the location of Haitamiri can call the dedicated tip line at 1-888-728-3415. Police and others are also using the hashtag #BringElNaz Home on social media.